All right. Simon, Yud, Hilfus Tfilin, Thalus, Sif Thalus, Yud Beis. You're supposed to put on tefillin while you're standing. Okay, you good? Okay, manichin is a tefillin moment. You put on the tefillin when you're standing up. Lo yinaras a tefillin min atik. You don't shake the tefillin out of the bag, like turn it over, like, you know, when you're emptying the flour. Shemvizu mitzvah, because it's a bezayin. Eli yikre b'yaday, take it in your hand. Maniach tefillah shel yaday. I'm sorry, maniach tefillah shel yad, and first you put on the shel yad. All right? We're going to see Vaitu about that. Yekoydim shemahadik is a kesher, and before you tighten the knot, Nevarach lahaniach tefillin. You make the bracha lahaniach tefillin, right? Hahei the komatz. The hay has a komatz. Ba'lamed shel tefillin degusha, and it has a dugish to it. Okay, tefillin, right? So mahadik is a kesher. Then you tighten the knot. Va'isa shemach priches al yaday. Then you wrap it 7 times around your hand. Ba'avukach maniach takeif es shel roish. And after that, you put the shel roish on. The kodesh shemahadka al roishay. And before you tighten it on your head, nevarach al mitzvah tefillin havo b'pasa, right? And then you tighten it on your head. V'omer baruch shem kvod malchusay le'olam va'ed. I am prima godim. Look in the prima godim, which the prima godim says, don't say the baruch shem too early. Meaning, when you make the bracha, and then you start tightening the tefillin before it's tight, don't say baruch shem because you didn't finish the mitzvah yet. I don't say it's correct. We'll stick with suffix whether you should make it, right? Because our tefillin, two mitzvahs or one mitzvah? If it's one mitzvah, so then one bracha. If it's two mitzvahs, then it's two brachas. And make the second bracha. Since it's a suffix, then yesh gamkin suffix, it'll shemeya yana amen oiloi. Then there's a suffix whether you should answer amen to the bracha, to on the shorosh. Okay, nearly, he told the baruch bracha says the lachash. You should make the bracha on the shorosh in a whisper. Lachash shineach shorosh, aisa b'ritzua shayad shalosh, krichas ala etzma emtai. After you put on the shorosh.
And the lahaniach you specifically should make out loud?
Why, like any other bracha, right? Like any other bracha.
Okay.
Yeah, there's nobody listening. Yeah. Then once you put on the sharoish, then you put on the shayad, the three kripas, ala etzba and fly on the middle finger, achas beperek hamtzayis, one in the middle of the middle joint, ushtayim, not joint, the knuckles, ushtayim beperek hatachton, and two on the lower. Now, how come you don't wrap it around your hand? Because it's a half six. First, you need to get on the shorosh. First, you got to put on the shorosh ASAP. You don't even have to do 3 times. There's a good hack, as we call it, that many people are not aware of. That if you're running late, and let's say you're going to miss baruch hu, and if you're going to wrap it around your hand all 7 times, then you're going to miss baruch hu. So then you just make the bracha. You wrap it around once so it stays on, and then go straight to the shorosh. Ramesha, there's a video of Ramesha doing this. Yeah. I think that's what 3 times.
That was the one time he was late to Binyan?
No, Ramesha always did it that way.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, at least on the video. It's a Beferish video, David. In the Beferish video, he did it that way. Whether he did it every time, like that, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if that's considered being on. Is that considered being on? I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah. We're making it. Yeah. Okay. Hey. I feel a kiss. Correct. We're going to get to it a second. Yeah. If you only have... If you only... Oh, so you mean you're saying if you only have a shorosh, it was only have a shoyah. What's that? Let's see. Huh? Yeah. Let's say, like before, but we said that if you take out the tefillin before you take out the talis, you got to put on the tefillin first. Okay, so what happens if you take out the shalrosh before the shayat? Right. So should you put it on? So afilo omer lo shaitim and akish shalrosh tefillin tzarich la'aver al mitzvah yanicha mitayf yada. You have to be over the mitzvah and you put down the shalrosh. You cover it over with something. Put on the tefillin shoyad. Right. So since it's the shoyad before the shorosh min haTorah, shenema rukshatim loisa yadecha vayulutot tefayis peinecha. That's the order in the pasuk. So because ein lashkiton al havaras mitzvah, that we're not worried about havaras mitzvah. Right. So that's why you put on the shoyad first and then the shorosh. But and Mamela, that's why you don't want to have the Shel Rosh on unless the Shel Yad is on. Right? Correct. But as far as I remember, if you only have the Shel Rosh, yeah, he's going to say it in Yud Aleph. Yeah, we'll get to you in Yud Aleph. Bob. You cannot have a chatzitza between the tefillin and your bottle. Loishna Shel Yad, but Loishna Shel Rosh. Not anything that's a Shel Yad. And no difference if it's a shel rosh. Usaros kitzaros loy havin chatzitza, and short hairs are not a chatzitza. Shadarkin b'kach, because that is the regular derech. Aval oisan amagadlin b'loyrius, but those people that throw a chup levach shehu derech shachatz v'gaiva v'yish b'zeh issa, it's considered disgusting. It's arrogant and gaiva, and it's an isser to have it, right? You have a different problem. Since it's a very long, having chatzitza, it's a chatzitza, right? And then, of course, there's another issue. The longer you hear, the harder it is for the tefillin to stay tight. So you have multiple issues with having long hair, even though ultimately hair is not a chatzitza. Like this gets into the whole thing with chatzitza for women and what. That's a tzitzit, yeah. It's because it's not really part of your body. It's going to be cut, etc., etc. But ultimately, it's not a chatzitzit. Push comes to shove. Fine. Nine. Yizar b'tfilah shel yad shelo yoz the kesher min habayis. You have to be very careful that the yud. I had this problem with tefillin once for a while. So somebody pointed it out. Right. That you have to be careful that the yud of the tefillin shel yad should not be removed from the bias. It has to be touching the bias. The Dam contained besides Kisan Sritan Uzarbaza. Oh, this I'm not Makbid on, I'm sorry to say. Maybe I am. I don't have, that's why you have the string. A lot of people have that string. The git, well, it doesn't have to be a git, it can be a regular string. They have that string to keep it on there. A pikabala, it should be there even when it's in the bag. I don't know if mine do that. But you not that I'm saying
I wrap the resource around it. I'll wrap the
right, so that it keeps it on. So it keeps it on there. By yud shel akesha tiyeh letzad halev, and the yud has to be next to the heart. Why is that negeya? Right? Because sometimes, what happens if you only have a righty tefillin or a lefty tefillin in for the other one? So you want to be able to put it on. So you can't just put it on, but then the kesha is going to be on the opposite side. So what you have to do is you turn the tefillin around. Yes, you put it on upside down. Not upside down, like yeah, inside out. I don't know how you call it.
Like go around, hold it on.
No, the yud has to be next to the heart. Yeah, mavarta sherba haratzua tia letzad maila v'abayis letzad mata. The mavarta, the part that the strap goes through, should be towards the top part of the body, and the bayis letzad mata. Or b'shas atrak going iter. Yeah, we just said it. I jumped the gun. I did it again. B'shasat, I do it all the time. B'shasat, you're going iter shu maniyah hu yamin, a lefty that's putting on the right. Ba'ata ain't like tefillin, and he has no tefillin. El shul and mimisha maniyah b'smol. He has borrowed tefillin from somebody puts on his left. V'chein ifto ve'ena yochel l'shano yisesa keshe, and he can't change the knot. Bim kain im yaniyah v'ayfin zeh. If he puts it in this way, hamavartu l'tzad maila v'abayis l'tzad matza. Tia yud im akeshe l'tzad put, and it's going to be on the outside. Right, like we just described. Okay, yapak v'inita, the mavarta tiyeh letzad mata, v'bayis letzad mata. Right, you should make sure that the mavarta is on the bottom and the bayis is on the top. Kedesh tiyeh hayud v'akesher letzad alev, so that the yud and the kesher should be letzad to the tzad of the heart. Test also.
Yes. make sure it's tied to the stitch.
Well, it's all matter if it's only a righty with a lefty. A righty putting on a lefty is a lefty putting on a righty. Test. Also laughs at the Simcha Ben Shayyad L'Sharoj. You're not allowed to talk. In putting on the Shayyad and the Sharoj. Even to make with your eyes, velikrits betzvaiso, and to make with your fingers, also it's also shenemar v'hayi l'chol la'ois ayata, it will do karayin bein einecha. Tzarek z'chira, you have to have a memory. To take a tefila shalroish l'shalyad, that you put on the shalroish immediately next to shalyad, k'day shetia havaya achas l'shtein, so that there should be one havaya for both of them. But filu in shemeya kadosh ha-kedusha, even if he hears kadosh ha-kedusha, l'yafsik ele yishtoik, he shouldn't be mafsik. He should be quiet. The yechaven l'masha oimrim akol, and he should be mechaven to what the kehila says. Ach, im shemeya she'echa berach virtus l'aniach tefillin, but if he hears somebody making the bracha, l'aniach tefillin, yochal anas amen, then he could answer amen. Sharei amen hu hamonas devarim, shu maimrim itzus tefillin. That's a hamonas devarim. When you say amen, you're agreeing to whatever the bracha has said. So that's what you're in the middle of doing. That's not a hefstik. Rabbi kamay avoy achas. It's one. It's like one. Fine. The tefillin the Rebbeinu Tam Gamkin also has to be in Shoyal Sharosh. The tefillin the Rebbeinu Tam that you don't make a bracha, so you think, okay, I didn't make a bracha, so why can't I talk between putting on the Shoyal and Sharosh? That you can't do. Ach, l'kadosh u'kedusha yachol l'hatsik. L'kadosh u'kedusha, you can be mafsik. What? Olamayir also, right. Yeah. We don't do that. No. I mean, yeah, that's true too. But you shouldn't be mafsik. You shouldn't be mafsik. That's the same reason for Rabbeinu Tam that you don't do it. I think it's just the chashivas, but Fine. Tess, and Tov Ihifsik, let's say you did make a mistake and you were mafsik between the Shalyan and the Shalrosh. So you mashmish for Shalyan, you should move the Shalyan. Yevarach Shenis L'Aniach Tefillin, you should make a second L'Aniach Tefillin. Yechazak as a kesher and tighten it. V'achokach, Yeniach Shalrosh, and then you put on the Shalrosh, Yevarach L'Aniach make a bracha. Right? So, again, you go back to the shalyad and then move it. If the hefsik was a tzarech tefillin, ain't a tzarech lebaruch shein it's a shalyad, then you don't have to make another baruch and shalyad. But he does bring the Mishnah Berurah that on Chol HaMoed you are allowed to. If you need to, it can be mafsik. Yud, Yitamim, Anochas, Tefillin, Shetivano, Kodesh, Baruch, Laniach, Tefillin, Sheyesh, Vem, Arba, Parshis. The Kavon is that when you put on Tefillin, that Hashem commanded us to put on a Tefillin with four Parshis, Shekotav, Ben, Yiflut, Shema, Yisbarav, Yitzias, Mitzrayim, Alazroya, Keneged, Alev, Alarosh, Keneged, Amoyev, on the arm, opposite the heart, and on the head, neged the brain, kadesh niska tam and nisim and the fly shasim manos that he should remember the nisim and the flies that he did with us. Shem mayrim al yifudoi that they mayrim on his yifud v'asher lo yapayach v'amashala be'al yainim v'tachtainim lasas kiritzayna, and he should have the kayach and the rulership on the al yainim v'tachtainim to do his will. V'yishavid lo yasen neshama shiv mayach v'gam alev nishvi mashavid the brain and the heart that that's where the ikar taiva and mashava comes from. Say yiskar as a bari b'yamet hanayisav, and then he'll remember his bari and be ma'ed his anav v'yikayim v'lo sasiru acharei l'achem acharei yimchem v'lofen k'siv v'tfilin b'nei nechron. Fine. Yud aleph tfilin shayar v'sharoy shtei mitzvasem. Because tfilin shayar and sharoy shtu mitzvas. V'ein am akar zu azu, and then I'm akiv. She'im ein loy ela achas, oy shemachas eza oynes, ein a yochal aniyach ela achas, right? This is what you're talking about before, right? They're not ma'akiv. They're two different mitzvahs. If you only have one, or from a eza oynes, any yachal laniach ala achas maniach achas. You put on one, a maniach shalyad mevarach laniach tefillin levad. If you're only putting shalyad, you say laniach tefillin. One second, a maniach shalosh mevarach laniach tefillin v'gamal mitzvahs tefillin. You say both. What do you say? When you put on the shalosh, you do both. Yes.
The
flower you're asking? Because it's a suffix brach. What are you saying? Right. Well, that's why we make two brachas. Because the shita that says not. Because of the shita that, in case, because of the, yes, that's why I don't say it. I go for whatever reason. I couldn't find, I thought it was a gra. It's not the gra. It's, I forgot who it was. It says like you. If don't make the bracha, if it's a sub gra, don't make it. You make it, so don't cop out. Right, exactly. That's why I don't do it. But I don't really have such a source. I mean, that's what I grew up with. I hope so. I didn't make it up myself. So I hope. What? Yeah, that's what we do. I don't tell my kids to do anything, but I'm saying that. yeah. Yud Beis, Itzur Gomer, a real lefty. Yeah? I don't know. Itzur Gomer, a real lefty. Afilu nasa itzur machmas shahirgil esatzme kain. Even if he made himself into a lefty. Kamak minich biyamin shal kaladam shismailoi. He should still put it on his right, which is everybody else's left. If he does everything with his right hand, raksha kaisli b'smal, or he rides it with his left hand, or the opposite, and ayod shekaisli he chashuva yamin v'yaniach atzfilah b'yaday ashniya. That the hand that he writes with is chashuva, his right, and he should put his tefillah b'yaday ashniya. If shaylet b'shtei yadav, and if he's ambidextrous, like the story we saw in Ramayisha.
Nobody writes anymore.
Nobody writes. That's true. You're right. I wanted to talk if. No, I wonder if that changes. Yeah. Text. Which one is it? When you're texting while you drive, which hand do you hold the phone? Maybe that would be the together. Right?
When you send a voice note, which finger are you pressing? Which hand are you pressing?
See, on me, I have a callus over here from holding my phone. That's on my left pinky. Yeah. So. When I hold it, if I hold it in one hand, I hold it in the left hand. Right, that's what David's saying. That's my stronger hand. Well, I throw lefty also. I know, I put on my left. Throwing doesn't say anything about sports.
When was the last time you threw something?
I karate threw a football last Friday afternoon. I threw a football a few times. And I was so good, I could be on the Jets. Oh, but that doesn't mean I was good. Okay. yeah. I write with my right hand. Fine. Same shot of a stay yadam, and if the spoiler shall call Adam. The pain him loy noilad. Pain loy loy iter klal, elisha achaka, hirulis atzo, he looked at the smiler, but I said, come alach the bimina, many of the spoil shall call Adam. And if noilad loy, if he was born a lefty, but after that he made himself, he wasn't born a lefty, and afterwards he made himself in a lefty, and then he does everything else with the right hand. And then he makes it his left. No, he's born a lefty. I'm sorry. You're right. Thank you. He was born a righty. And he does all his melachas with his right hand. Then he puts it on the regular standard lefty. Baruch Hashem, I have a daughter who can write perfectly equal with her right hand and her left hand. Like I said, Baruch Hashem, she's my daughter. Anyways, okay, everybody should have a fine night and Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
Amen.
Oh yeah.
The frum ones make them put on two tefillin, because again you have to take off the sharaz. Either they wear two yads, you gotta take it off the run. There are people that do that, yeah.
I think on the right hand,